Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Here is the principle. We reap what we sow, forgiveness notwithstanding. If there is anything we have been duped into believing in our era of grace, it is the thinking that if we will simply confess our sins and claim God's forgiveness, then this business of consequence is all taken away. All we need to do when falling into the trap of sin is to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I confess to you the wrong, and I agree with you that it is wrong. And I declare before you and you only the wrongness of my actions. Now, I claim your forgiveness and I count on you to get me back on the track. As if to think, at that point, all the consequences are gone. Grace means that God, in forgiving you, does not kill you. Grace means that God, in forgiving you, gives you the strength to endure the consequences. It does not mean the consequences are automatically removed. If I sin, and in the process of sinning, I break my arm, when I find forgiveness from sin, I still have to deal with a broken arm. Isn't it amazing how we will accept that in the physical realm? Not a person here would deny that. A broken arm is still a broken arm, whether I have been forgiven or whether I'm still living under the guilt of the sin. Certainly we have a broken arm. It must be set. It must heal. The same happens in the emotional life. When a parent willfully and irresponsibly acts against God's written word, not only does the parent suffer, but the family suffers as well. And that brings internal trouble. Think of your life like the life of a farmer. And as you walk along, you are planting daily. You are dropping the seeds. If you choose to drop the seeds of sin and to sow the seeds of carnality, you will find a measure of pleasure in the sowing of carnality. Anyone who denies that is a fool. Deny Scripture. Scripture declares that sin has its pleasure. It's passing, but it has its pleasure. Now, in the sowing of that seed, there is a sense of pleasure. But what we don't like to face is that the pain that comes in the harvesting of those seeds eclipses the pleasure. I received a phone call, it was long distance this week, from an individual who poured out her heart to me as she said she was living in the consequence of sin. And she wanted me to give an answer that would help her relieve the consequences, and I cannot do that. At the time, she made a decision, which was a foolish decision, and she knows now it was a wrong decision. At the time she made it, there was a measure of real pleasure in the act itself. There was a sense of delight, as a matter of fact. And this dear woman is now reaping the harvest of that sowing, and it's miserable. And she says, what can I do? How can I get out of it? And it fell my lot again, as it seems rather frequently, I come back to these verses, to show her in Galatians 6, 7, and 8, that the harvest has eclipsed the pleasure of the planting.
Confessing your sins doesn't take away the consequences. The consequences of sin will always be there. Grace means that God, in forgiving you, gives you the strength to endure the consequences. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Absalom, the Rebel Prince Charming, was copyrighted in 1978. and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.